All right, welcome back to the pregame shows. Get ready for College Station Cougars and Tyler John Tyler Knight. Early kickoff, 7 o'clock, Coach. I know that you know that's a little bit off schedule for you know the fans, but it really, I don't think that would be much of a change for your student athletes. You just start half an hour early and you're ready to go.
Yeah, I think this time of the year, when daylight savings time hits and it starts getting darker earlier, it's actually more toward norm for us than it wouldn't be. So getting out a little bit earlier and not being like last week, it seemed like we're in the field house forever and it was already dark. So getting back out kind of what I would consider more semi-normal. But look forward to going and getting an early start.
Before we really dive into John Tyler, let's go back to last week's game. You know, as exciting a comeback really as, you know, that's probably had in program history. But I think that early games where you had to come back against Huntsville, the rally, you know, against, you know, some of the teams that have gone on in with these student athletes' histories with the Cougars really set the stage for the comeback. And then the kickoff return really jump-started what y'all did in the second half with less than a minute to go in the first half.
I think the kickoff return was huge. It was a 99-yard kickoff return, and at that point we hadn't done much. Actually even gone for it on fourth down our own territory, which is not a great decision when you don't make it, but trying to find a spark for our kids, give them some confidence. But the kickoff return, and then knowing we were going to come back out at halftime after the half and get the ball back, just kind of what we talked about at halftime. You know, we can only score one touchdown at a time, so let's go out and score one, get a stop, and score another one and get it to a one-touchdown game. And so the kids did a great job going back out and just and making plays. And I thought the defense, you know, really played much, much better in the second half. And then offensive line-wise, I was really proud of the way those guys played in the second half.
Colby Cashing got hurt on his first two carries. I mean, this is a guy that you want him on the field because of the flexibility, having him and Roderick Brown on the field. His third touch was pretty good as well with a long touchdown run. I know this is a guy that has battled injuries the last month. I know you want him to get more touches, but he's certainly making them count.
That was a great run the other night, and showed his speed at the same time. You know, a little dinged up at the time that he made that run. So, again, proud of the way the kids came out in the second half right there. That run was, I think, the second play of the second half. And, you know, again, offensive line doing a great job. And Roderick had a key block on the outside on that run, too. So it shows you that, you know, both those kids are very unselfish.
You talked about special teams, the kickoff coverage. And you know, we talked about that with the, you know, the kickoff return had been so good for you. But also kickoff coverage, you got a guy back to the 1 yard line after he returned it a little bit. That set up the punt block. Y'all had that earlier this year, as far as seeing your coverage and punt block really give you a spark, and that did this week as well.
Yeah, it was definitely the I think it was. You look at that kickoff return and being able to pin him down to about the 2 yard line on that one in particular, definitely was our best coverage night of the year, no doubt. We've struggled at times on kickoff coverage this year. We're getting great kicks. I've just struggled making plays, but the other night was definitely a much better cover night for us.
When you talk about the second half, and I you know, maybe it's a little bit about this team and when they're going to, you know, have that spark to really get them going. How have y'all been at halftime able to maybe get them pointed in the right direction? Because it wasn't just this game. You've had some games this year where you look up and just say for a half or a quarter you're really not playing Cougar football, then all of a sudden it turns on and you know, there no one can really hold you down.
There have been some odd halftime this year, the way we played at different times on either side of the ball. But at the same time, I think the other night, you know, the situation we were in, you know, down 27-2 and then get the score, make it, I guess, 27-8 at that point, coming in, you know, basically is, you know, very, very calm with the kids because it was that situation there. There was nothing that was gonna change as far as being real fiery with the kids. We had to go back and get some adjustments made. And defensively, they did a great job. They changed some things up in the secondary, and made some personnel changes in there that thought some kids made some plays for us the second half. And then offensively, like I said earlier, I think our offensive line got in a groove. They just got in a groove. We got our pace back up, and Roderick and Colby getting headed downhill was a big part of that.
There were some plays, and I mean, I know that, that one thing about you this year is when y'all been able to limit the big plays, your defense has been very, very good. You had some plays that there were some breaks they didn't convert. How did your guys, you know, maybe have amnesia because they're out there on the island, able to forget some of those and play pretty good fundamental football after those plays?
Again, I think it's these kids have been in some pretty tight situations this year. They don't seem to ever panic about it. You know, I don't want to say you're good playing from behind because you don't want to get behind, but at the same time, if you're gonna be good in advance and do things, you're gonna have to play from behind at times. And I think the kids have been there's no panic. It's not like if you've had every game in your season that all you've done is led and been up by two or three touchdowns and that's how you played all year, and all of a sudden you get a tight ball game, how are you gonna respond? Well, right now, we've seen our kids respond in three or four ball games this year, how they play when it's tight or a little bit behind. And so, again, I think hopefully our preseason and then the tough district schedule we have has made this team much stronger mentally.
Coach, playoff football, it really started for y'all last week. We talked about that on the pregame show, how if you didn't win, most likely you weren't going to be in. You're 41 seconds away from really being in a huge hole in the game. You get the rally. It seemed like that gave you some momentum you hope will carry into this week against a very good John Tyler team.
I think that's one thing you look at. I think as coaches, we're always looking for momentum. Kids are always looking, teams always looking for some type of momentum. But at the same time, to come out of that game the other night, the way they played in the second half, you would like to build off that. You know, we've got to bring that same type of fire into our first half, which we didn't the other night. We didn't play at that. You know, with it being senior night, and we just didn't quite have it the first half. But again, giving them all credit the second half, the way the kids came out, you know, want that momentum to carry on in this ball game because obviously now it is win or go home. So again, momentum swing the other night, and luckily we got the last swing of that one.
What have you seen about John Tyler? I've seen them actually play a couple times this year. It seemed like athletically very, very good, like they're always going to be, but they've struggled to find their offensive identity at times, and you know their quarterbacks are completing less than half their passes, but there's some big plays there, and I know you want to stay away from those against your defense.
I think, again, you've got to make an attempt to contain the running game with them because they are so good and dynamic with their speed. Again, you're not going to stop it. That's not going to happen. What it is, it's a matter of getting it contained and slowing it down and then staying away from the big passes that come along off of runs or whatever it might be down the field. So all of our kids, are well aware of the speed factor and what the game plan is. You know, you have to stop the run game.
Crawford is such a dynamic athlete. I know he's committed to Texas, but you've seen that athleticism with Big 12 and SEC commitments playing against you this year. Your guys have kind of met the challenge with them and had some big plays and really limited some guys. I know that he's a dynamic athlete that you're going to really need to account for him wherever he is on offense or defense.
Absolutely, and I do think that's one thing that, you know, hopefully our schedule has prepared us for with the preseason and then our district with the type of athletes that are in district, you know, every week. You hope that thought process in our kids has been well worked and versed all season. But definitely dynamic on both sides of the ball, and he's not the only one. They have explosion possibilities everywhere. So, again, for us, it's to be very aware of what's going on, where are the situations, and stay away from the big plays.
I know that, you know, that maybe the athletes here really don't know the tradition of John Tyler. Maybe their parents and friends will talk about it a little bit. But, you know, can you get away from looking and having your kids look and say, hey, we're playing a 3-7 team in the playoffs? They're a playoff team. It doesn't really matter what their record was before they play the first game here tonight.
Well, I think it's, you know, you look at it, we were close to putting our shoulder pads and helmets away last week, you know, sitting in there where we were at. So I think the kids are well aware of where it's at this time of year, because you go from finishing maybe fifth in your district to finishing second. So that's how close it can happen. And same thing with them. You know, yes, they've dropped some games in the middle of their schedule, but again, that district's very good. I think they have solidified their quarterback issues now. Their quarterback seems to be back and rolling with their starting group. So we look at it as it's a tournament now, and it's everybody's got the same opportunity. So you know, we talk to kids about you can't overlook anything, and I don't think any of our kids would step into a ball game against a team like John Tyler overlooking them. So again, it's on us to go out and make plays.
How exciting is it to have another home game? I mean, when the split happened, 5A to be Division I and Division II. It seemed like one of the bonuses for that is if you can finish first or second, you can be guaranteed one more home game. And last year I had to go on the road. That was a long trip up to Mesquite. You got the W there. But to play at home and have someone come to your place in the playoffs, that really wasn't how things operated, you know, before the last 2 years.
Yeah, and I do think it's a great first-round situation that's been you know, worked out now with the playoffs. I think it's you reward the teams that finish in the top two. It's not always great for the 3 and 4, obviously, when you're especially in districts like ours where you could be traveling all the way to Dallas for a first round game, which is not good. But at the same time, I think that's part of it. You know, we were fortunate to finish where we did, so we are playing home. But I think, you know, it's our second hosted home playoff game ever at our school. And I think the kids are excited about that. I know the coaches are. Coaches are excited not to be at home this week. So, again, you look at playing one game at a time. It's a one-game season for us right now, but we're definitely glad to be home.
Take a look at your district. I mean, with redistricting coming up, really don't know what kind of position you're going to be in coming years. What did you learn, and how did your team get better playing the group that you played the last 2 years for your program's sake?
I think that district to me is that we're in right now is just a solid top to bottom district. The one thing I've always liked about it, even when we first got into it, is just the support that every one of these schools have. So when you go on the road and play somewhere, you play over either the Magnolias, they're a good crowd. Tomball, good crowd. You go to Lufkin, obviously, good crowd. So you look at those things, and I think that's what makes it, you know, what we do in our sport very unique. It's just it's a well-attended district, and somebody coming here that's you know, it's not very far travel when you look at coming from Waller or Caney Creek or wherever. So just the proximity of our district also has made it just a very good district to play in.
All right. Good luck tonight, Coach. Hopefully we'll be talking next week after another playoff victory.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's a pregame show update with Coach Steve Huff. We'll return here. We'll take you up to kickoff. You're listening to College Station Cougar Football on Maverick 100.9 FM.